a vivid canvas. Artist and Pioneer, 1872 to 1945, by Margaret Collier. Edited by Susan Duke and Veronica Bellas. This book is produced by RNIB.
RNIB, supporting blind and partially sighted people.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Book 1. Chapter 1. Born a Painter. Up to the time when I left my home, at the age of 18, I had always lived in the country, surrounded by every kind of domestic animal I could collect. Dogs and horses had been my chief companions, as well as cows and pigs, to say nothing of rabbits, guinea pigs, white rats, bantams, and several ferrets. I usually smelt strongly of these pets, and was constantly being sent out of the room to change my clothes. All the really happy days of my life are entirely connected with animals. As soon as I could toddle, I owned a dog and a pony. And these two treasures are what I can actually first remember. People seem to have left little impression on me, with the exception of old Mr. Shepherd, Lord Leconfield's huntsman, who on Sunday afternoons would rescue me from the nursemaids and take me down to the Petworth Park kennels to see the hounds fed and give the hunt horses their evening treat of sugar and carrots. As Mr. Shepherd always carried me on his shoulder, I could not have been more than three. I can well remember resenting him holding my hand flat in his as I endeavoured to push lumps of sugar between the horse's teeth with my small fingers. My first fox hunting...